Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. Our learning in Mishnah Yomi continues for Shabbat Vayechi. We are in the 17th chapter of Shabbat Kol HaKelim, talking about Muksa, and we are in Mishnah Dalit today. Now, yesterday we talked about how Kelim that are normally used for a Malacha Dika purpose could be used for a Mutter purpose on Shabbat and handled for that reason. Now, here in Mishnah Dalit, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaKelim, Nitolin, he says, any utensils, anything with the use, can be handled on Shabbat. Chutz min ha-masar ha-gadol, but not the large saw, the yatad shemachareisha, or the plowshare. The Bartner here explains, Hanuch, these, kopi the lehu. He's very, what we call, makpid. He's sensitive and exacting with them. Umiyachid lehu makom, and he gives them a specific place. Because you don't use them for anything else, and he puts them away so they don't get used for anything else or damaged. And this concept, Rabosai, is something called Muksa Machmat Chisaron Kis, or some say Chesron Kis. Chesron Kis is a hit to the wallet, a hit to the pocketbook, a financial loss. So they're Muksa because he doesn't want them to get touched or damaged or used for anything else. So even though we saw yesterday that a lot of kalim that you usually use for malacha could be used for something else that's mutter on Shabbos, these ones he would never use it for anything else except for sawing and plowing. And so it's muksa machm the chesron kis, and items like this are therefore muksa. But the Mishnah continues, kol kalim nitalin letzorech v'shelo letzorech. All the kalim, and here it's a totally different set of kalim, not saws, not things like that, but the Bartner says it's things like cups and bowls and forks and the like. And these can be nitol, can be handled and picked up to use them, letzorech, for their need, v'shelo letzorech, or even if you don't need them. For example, you need their makom, you need the place where they're sitting. Now those heterim, letzorech gufo, to use it, letzorech makoma, because you need the place, we've mentioned before. Here the Bartner adds from the Gemara, another one, shelo letzorech. When we say shelo letzorech here in the Mishnah, it means a filu she'ein letzorech leguf lekamoshal kli. You don't need to use it. You don't need the place. Eletotelo mechama letzel, from the sun to the shade, meaning to get it out of the sun or out of the rain to protect it. Oh, shelo yigenavein oganavim, or so people don't steal it. So even though you don't really need the bowl, if you left your bowl outside, you could bring it inside to protect it. And the reason is this is a kli shemalachto leheter. It's something that's used for a mutter purpose, a non-malacha purpose on Shabbos, like your forks, knives, spoons, silverware, things like this. The Bartner continues, kli shemalachto le'iser, if you have something that's used like a rechayim, a grinder, the axe, those hammers that we saw to break the nuts, things like this, letzorech guf, letzorech mekomo, mutter. If you need to use the hammer to break the nuts, mutter. If you need it cause, to move it because it's on the table in the way of the suda, mutter, mecham letzel, mebnei ganavim, aser, but to protect itself, no, you can't. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Ein Nitolin Ela Letzorech. He says, only for something you need. He's talking about, again, about Kli Shemalachto Leheter, your spoons, your bowls, your forks. Rabbi Nechemiah disagrees, says, only if you need them. But Halacha is not like Rabbi Nechemiah. Great. On to Mishnah Hay. Kol HaKelim HaNeitalin B'Shabbat. Any Kli that you can pick up and use and move on Shabbat, Shivrehen, if it breaks, now the fragments of it, Nitalin imahan, can also be handled. Bivachu osin me'ein malacha, as long as they can do something useful. Here when we say malacha, we don't mean one of the 39 asur milachot av malachot. We mean something useful. For example, the Mishnah gives an example. Shivri areva, a broken kneading bowl. Lekasot behen piachavit, so you can cover a jar with your broken kneading bowl. Shivri zechuchit, a broken glass. Made of glass, the chasubhen et pi ha pach, to cover up a flask, a smaller container. So you're putting a lid on it with this broken piece. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has a qualification here. Bilvad shiyu osin me'ein melochton, as long as they can do some of their original function. For example, so Rabbi Yehuda gives an example, shivrei areva, the broken kneading bowl, latzuk letechon mikba, you could put your porridge, your oatmeal into it, because that's made out of a dry material mixed with water to make the oatmeal or the porridge. So that's a similar to what it used to do. So if it's big enough for a bowl of oatmeal, still good. Shel zechuchit, but about glass, latzuk letechon shemen, you can pour a little oil in them and use it as an oil container, because glass was used as an oil container. So they're still doing some of their original function. But the Bartner says, halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Shabbat shalom, zay gesund.